This is program number LWUSA 3002. Sex is big business these days. It's a dirty business. It's often a deadly business. Hi, this is Larry West. They were just naughty magazines during the last generation. They were filled with pictures of bare-breasted models, but today it's far more explicit than that, incredibly more. Today the magazines are filled with sexual acts, both of men with women and men with men, women with women. There's explicit group oral sex. There's sex between people and various kinds of animals, dogs and horses. There's what's called sadomasochistic sex. Now, what that means is the guy has the girl wrapped up with chains or ropes or whatever. There's torture. There's rape. There's even death. I'm serious. One porno shopkeeper says that the magazines he sells that depicts violence or torture on women with pictures show blood, and these are his words, "These sell out so fast we can't keep them in stock." In the porno shops and movie theaters, there are films that even show actual murders that take place. They're rare, but they're there. In a Midwestern city recently, police seized films depicting the rape and murder of several female participants. I'm talking about actual murder by slashing their throats. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but pornography has become organized crime's third largest moneymaker. It comes in behind narcotics and gambling. It's believed that pornography makes more money than the three major television networks among us combined. The $6 billion a year pornography business is larger than the legitimate film and record businesses all put together. In our nation's capital alone, 37 adult bookstores, 8 movie theaters specializing in X-rated shows, and 15 topless and totally nude bars are within just a short distance of the Justice Department. It's a mockery. It's there because most of us are just plain ignorant of just how vicious these plagues have become among us. This year, the adult film business at 900 X-rated theaters in our country will attract 2.75 million people, and that's per week. And these theaters are expected to show anywhere from 100 to 150 new releases before the end of the year. Now, the sex business has moved from downtown to downstairs. 20% of the 6 million video cassettes now sold are porno films. There were $1 billion worth of pre-recorded videotapes sold in the United States last year. $150 million worth of them came from adult videos. Authorities tell us that the video porn business will swell to $400 million in the next 5 years. One of the newest markets for pornography is the telephone. I mean, all you have to do is just dial up the number and listen to someone's dirty mouth. Police vice squads report that 77% of the child molesters of boys and 87% of the child molesters of girls admitted they were simply trying out what they had been reading in pornographic magazines. 57% of one group of rapists admitted that they were trying out what they had been reading in the magazines. All I can say is it's time for a wake-up call, America. It's time for a wake-up call. When are we going to wake up, you sleeping giant? I don't know about you, but this stuff makes me angry. And it's the silent, do-nothing majority of people, because they don't get involved, who are the ones who let it happen. If it upsets you, I want you to know you can do something about it. And when enough voices speak out, authorities will take action. They'll finally do it. It's easy to let your representatives in Washington know how you feel. All you have to do is simply address your letters to your congressman, and the address is simple. Just send your letters to either the U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, that's 20515, or U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, that's 20510. 20515 for the U.S. Representative, and 20510 for the Senate. You don't need a street address. You don't need a room number. The letter will get there. Now, don't just write a letter. That little quickie grocery store down at the end of the block, that drugstore, that magazine stand, go in and object. It's the silent majority that's the problem. People are what they read. Go in and object. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me. World Radio, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.